Events of the days to come will decide the course of our history. NBC will interrupt any and all programs to bring you the latest invasion bulletins as they come through. Stay tuned to WEIF New York.
Strings for Meditation. Out of the night comes music for reflection. An uninterrupted flow of classic melody featuring Joseph Gorner and the Ensemble. A resume of the selections offered during the next 25 minutes will be given at the end of the program, which begins now with At an Old Trysting Place by Edward McDowell. Thank you.
Thank you.
past 25 minutes, you've been enjoying Strings for Meditation, featuring Joseph Gorner and the ensemble. The classic melodies heard tonight were At an Old Trysting Place by McDowell, Tambourine by Gretry, the popular selection, All the Things You Are, Waltz by Levitsky, Veil Dance by Goldman, Melodie Arabe by Glazunov, Romance by Debussy, Estrelita by Ponte, and finally Serenade by Arensky. Strings for Meditation will come to you again this Thursday at the same time. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
In these historic days, invasion news comes first. NBC will interrupt any and all programs to bring you the latest invasion bulletins. Stay tuned to WEAF.
Here is the latest report on the invasion from the NBC newsroom in New York. NBC's Merrill Muller reports from London this morning an official statement that the original invasion forces which landed in France were put ashore 100% successfully. Muller quotes the Allied naval commander, Admiral Sir Bertram Ramsay, as saying that the only losses among the seagoing forces were light combat vessels. Few casualties were suffered aboard these vessels, and the amphibious troops crossed the water without loss. Says Admiral Ramsay, "We have broken the crust and started off on the right foot. We have caught the enemy on the wrong foot. Now we must try not to give him balance." The German radio reports tonight that the Allies have made new landings at the mouth of the Orne River, our men going ashore under cover of naval artillery. From Supreme Allied Headquarters in Britain comes word that strong winds are lashing the channel, but that reinforcements would not be halted. The Royal Air Force crossed the channel tonight in what is officially described as great force. There was no immediate report on their targets, but almost certainly German objectives in the invasion path are rocking under a new rain of explosives. NBC has heard a British radio report that RAF personnel, so-called beat squadrons, already have landed on the shores of France. These RAF ground crews have taken supplies and plane fuel with them, ready to start operations on the other side. RAF pilots who came back late yesterday from low-level flights over the invasion areas told of Allied barrage balloons flying over the beachheads. Also, no sign of enemy resistance along the beaches themselves. The first eyewitness report from an Allied reporter with invasion ground troops says that in 2 hours and 45 minutes, one Canadian force won its beachhead and shoved on inland. This account says that German tanks were about 10 or 15 miles away from that Allied position. Some reports have reached London that General Montgomery's troops have cut the Paris to Cherbourg Railroad at Caen, but this is not official. Up to this hour, no word has come of any single major engagement. The news that our soldiers are fighting inside the French town of Caen was first disclosed by Prime Minister Churchill in Commons. And this morning, later on, Mr. Churchill will make another statement giving overnight developments. This report on the invasion came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. Charles Berry speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company. ¶¶